Page 58. Exercise 3A. 1.
And our next caller is Ned. What's your problem, Ned?
Hi. Well, maybe it isn't a problem. I don't know. You see, some of my friends are going to a music festival, and I want to go too. But I haven't said anything to my parents yet, because I'm sure they'll say no. There was something on the news about a music festival last summer, and I can remember my dad saying, "There's always trouble at those festivals, with drugs and things like that. The police should stop them." Should I just lie and say that I'm going to stay at my friend's house and then go to the festival?
2.
Now let's talk to Cass. What do you want to say, Cass?
I've got a problem with my mum. When I was younger, I always enjoyed going shopping with her, especially when we went to buy clothes. But now I don't want to do that anymore. I want to go shopping with my friends, and I want to choose my own clothes. But I don't want to hurt my mum's feelings. How can I tell her?
3.
Okay, now here's Adam.
Hi. My problem is that I like to go out with all my friends on Fridays and Saturdays, but my parents always say that I have to be home before 10 o'clock. And we don't live near the town centre, so I have to get a bus at 9:10. All my friends stay later, till 11 or 11:30. It's become really embarrassing, so now when someone says, "Do you want to go out this evening?" I usually say no, and I just stay at home and watch TV.
4.
And our last caller for now is Rita. What do you want to say, Rita?
Hello. I want to go out on a date. That isn't really a problem. I've been out with boys before, and my parents don't mind. But now a boy has asked me out on a date, and the problem is that he rides a motorbike. My parents hate motorbikes. One of their friends was killed in a motorbike accident, so you can understand it. I really like this boy, and I've promised that I won't go on the motorbike, but my parents say that I can't go out with him.